Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is September 19th, 1952, and the title is A Secret of Mile High Rock. Let's get into it.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the world's only talkin' cereals, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Secret of Mile High Rock. There's a fellow who once said, "Start your day with a song and you'll be happy all day long." You know, he could very well have been thinking about Kellogg's Rice Krispies when he said that. It sure is wonderful to start the morning to that friendly snap, crackle, pop of Rice Krispies. Why don't you ask Mom to bring home a package for the whole family next time she goes to the store? You'll like Kellogg's Rice Krispies. The West in the early days had a hard time growing fast enough to keep ahead of the swindlers and bandits who stalked the path of the honest men like a panther stalks his prey. It was men like United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his faithful deputy Jingles who made the difference and built the great country that stretched from the Mississippi to the California line. Theirs was a constant fight against open violence and vicious swindles, like the one that swallowed up its victims in The Secret of Mile High Rock.
Grope! Grope! Come in here! Yeah, Big Load, here I am.
What do you want?
You got the St. Louis Dispatch?
Sure I did. Here it is.
Good. Let me see what our ad looks like.
It's on page 3, and it's just as pretty an ad as you ever did see.
Where?
There it is.
Well, now, that's what I call a Class A come-on. Are you a slave to a desk? Then here's your golden opportunity. Take a claim on Mile High Rock overlooking the glorious sun-painted land of Arizona. See B.L. Jackson. He's your friend. Open his door, and you open the door to opportunity. That'll bring him in.
Yeah. I just hope Wild Bill Hickok don't hear about this new swindle you got cooked up. I ain't forgot that he sent us to jail for the last one.
How can he? Hickok and Jingles are riding some lonesome trail way out west, and we're here in St. Louis.
Don't make no difference. Hickok's got ways.
Forget about Hickok. If he cuts my trail again, I'll take care of him for good. In the meantime, I'm going to send a pack of suckers to Arizona looking for their golden opportunity on Mile High Rock.
Eagle's Nest, Arizona. Bill, I bet no right-minded eagle would be caught dead here, let alone build a nest.
It's a good mining town, Jingles. Steady there, bud.
Maybe, but... Hey, Bill, the train's coming in. Come on, let's beat it to the station.
What for?
Oh, now, Bill, you know how much I like to meet a train.
All right, youngster. Hiya, butcher. Pick him up, boy.
Come on, Joker. Jump, boy. K.C. Jones. I'm out in the given. K.C. Jones. Orders in his hand.
Here we are, Jingles. Ho, butcher.
Joker.
You know, if that engineer heard you singing, I'll bet he doesn't even stop.
Oh, now, Bill, my singing ain't that bad. Oh, Joker, whoa. Doggone it, you cut that out or I'll put you to bed without any hay.
He doesn't like that train snorting at him, Jingles.
Hey, Bill, they got some passengers for Eagle's Nest.
Sure have, partner.
Hmm. dudes. Hey, look at that little one coming this way with all the prospecting tools.
Looks like he's going prospecting, all right.
I ain't seen anybody got up like that for three times a term in jail, Bill.
Quiet, Jingles, he'll hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Gents. Strangers. I'm Roland Packer from St. Louis.
Howdy, mister.
Yeah, morning, Mr. Packer.
I wonder if by any chance you could tell me who is the law way out west here?
We're the law, mister. And the toughest, roughest pair of rawhide ranny hands you ever laid eyes on.
Oh, is that so?
Sure is.
Easy, Jingle.
Why, stranger, when I sit down to breakfast, how folks just drive three of their orneriest steers in. I eat them hide, hair, meat, hoofs, horns, and all, right down to the bellows.
You do?
Sure do, and that ain't all.
Jingles.
Oh, now, Bill, I was just hooling them.
Well, that's enough. What can we do for you, Mr. Packer?
Well, Sheriff.
Sheriff? Why, mister, you want to smile when you say that. This here's Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok? Oh, my, I dropped everything.
Oh, here now, I'll help you pick it up. Didn't mean to scare you so.
Yes, but imagine meeting Wild Bill Hickok, the very first thing.
Yeah, and imagine meeting Jingles, the second thing. And yeah, that's me.
Oh, how do you do it?
All right, well, thank you. Except last week, I got off my feed for a spell, but the old wheat didn't amount to much.
Oh, well, that's fine. Now, I wonder if you could tell me how to get to Mile High Rock.
Mile High Rock?
Now, what's a little dude like you going up to that forsaken place for? What for?
Jingle, that's Mr. Packer's business.
Well, that's all right. Well, I'm going up to find my golden opportunity.
You sure picked an awful place to lose it.
Never mind. You see that big black peak over to the north?
Let me see. Oh, there? Yeah. Oh, is that? Oh, it's so close.
That's it, but it's over 8 miles. You're going to need a horse.
Yeah, you'll need a mountain goat.
Well, I'll take a horse.
Did you ever ride one?
Well, no, now that you mention it, I never did.
Then this might get to be a right interesting trip for you, Mr. Packer.
Oh, yes, I'm expecting it to be interesting. Well, thank you, gentlemen, gents.
So long, mister.
Bill, why would a little dude like that in a get-up like that with armloads of useless junk be thinking of going up on Mile High Rock?
Now, I reckon it's his business, partner, but I'll admit I'm right curious.
Say, did I see you talking to that little man just got off the train?
That's right, mister.
Yeah, he's a real nice little fella, too, from St. Louis.
So am I.
Oh.
Did he ask you how to get someplace?
That's right.
Was it Mile High Rock? Is that where he was going?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Hold it, Jingles. You know, you're asking a lot of questions, mister, for a stranger. How come you're so interested in Mr. Packer?
Because if he's heading for Mile High Rock to jump my claim, he ain't ever going to get there alive.
Hey, wait a minute. Doggone it, you can't do that.
Wranglers, I see our old friend Slim's tinkering with a stopwatch and a bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Now, let's go over and see what he's up to. Hey, what are you trying to do with that stopwatch, Slim? See how long it takes you to eat a bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies?
Nope, Charlie. I'm just trying to find out how soon those Rice Krispies start to snap and crackle and pop after you pour the milk or cream over them.
How long does it take?
Well, I can't rightly say, Charlie. I'd no sooner get the milk on them, and doggone if they ain't a-sounding off already.
Well, now, Slim, you know there are lots of other good things about Kellogg's Rice Krispies other than just that they go snap, crackle, pop. One of them is that wonderful, fresh, crisp flavor. And, friends, you just don't know how good a cereal can be until you've tried Rice Krispies. Why, say, if you slice some bananas over a bowl of Rice Krispies, you've got yourself a treat that you'll be wanting to repeat often. Tell Mom to put a package of Rice Krispies on her shopping list right now.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Now you have Kellogg's Rice Krispies tomorrow morning, and you can bet your best pair of spurs you'll be singing for them often. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Meeting the train at Eagle's Nest by chance, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles have suddenly run into a baffling mystery. Strangers from St. Louis have come west asking about Mile High Rock, and one of them has stalked off, threatening to kill the other.
Hey, you come back here!
I doubt if he means it, Jingles, but we'll keep our eyes open anyway.
How do you know he doesn't mean it?
A killer's got a cold look, Jingles. That man's not a killer. You know, I think we better look into this Mile High Rock business.
We going up there?
Well, not right now. The county recorder's office is right across the street. Come on, let's go see what we can find out.
Yeah, sure seems funny. Two of them on the same train heading for that barren spot. Said they were from St. Louis, didn't they, Bill?
Yeah, that's right.
Bill, you reckon they're cousins and a rich aunt died and left them Mile High Rock?
There you go, making up stories again, Jingles.
Yeah, but it's fun guessing.
Well, howdy, Mr. Hickok. Jingles, didn't know you was in Eagle's Nest.
Howdy, Mort.
What can I do for you?
I'm just wondering who owns Mile High Rock, Mort.
Yeah, we got a mystery we want to clear up.
Mystery, huh? What is it?
Well, we don't know. That's what makes it a mystery.
Well, now ain't that strange.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
If you two will quit kicking the apple back and forth, maybe I can clear up some of this mystery. Who owns the rock, Mort?
A fella named B.L. Jackson of St. Louis. He come out here, staked the claim, and paid the fee for setting the whole rock down in my register here. And then he took off, and I ain't seen him since.
He's the first owner, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Big fella with a flair. Smoked cigars just like them big bank presidents do. Didn't like him, though.
You didn't?
Nope.
Didn't like his flair, huh?
Weren't his flair, it was his air. Oh. Just didn't like him.
Well, that's all we wanted to know, Mort. Thank you. Come on, Jingles. We're going to have to climb Mile High Rock after all.
Climb it? Now, Bill, I've been drumming at you to go out and see what this here mystery was all about, but not to go climbing that hunk of black granite. Why, it's a mile high.
Of course, Jingles, if nobody's breaking the law out here, then it's none of our business.
Well, I'm still hankering to find out what's going on up there on that goat perch.
Won't be long now. This trail goes almost straight up from here.
Yeah, I'm sure glad I'm not walking. Uh-oh. Bill, maybe we should have stayed in town.
Sounds like we might have business out here after all, partner. Come on, let's go up there and see.
Suddenly, I ain't got no more curiosity. Just plumb gave out.
Well, I have. Pick him up, Buckshot.
Bill, you get curious at the wrong time.
Watch yourself, partner. Now they're shooting at us.
Yeah, that's just dandy. I hope they hit me, they hit my curiosity bump and knock it off my head for good.
We better leave the horses here.
Walk up this trail? Self-respecting goat wouldn't be caught dead on it.
Who, Buckshot?
Oh, Joker. Bill, don't you reckon we might just as well go back, huh?
Not on your life. That's got to be a reason for that shooting, and I mean to find out what...
Get away from here! Get off of Mile High Rock and stay off!
Doggone it, you two-legged brother to a blue-nosed mule! What are you shooting at us for?
Get away from here, I said!
Hey, that's Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. Don't shoot them!
I'll shoot you and them too, you little wart! This is my rock. I got a claim to it. Now get off of it, all of you.
Well, partner, what do you reckon's going on up there?
Well, something they don't want the law in on, that's for sure. What are we going to do?
Hey.
Who's that?
Don't either one of you move. My trigger finger's mighty itchy.
Hey, Billy's sneaking up behind us.
Most coyotes do, Jingles. What's the idea, mister?
You heard him tell you to get off this rock? Now get.
Not till I find out what's going on up here.
And I reckon you ain't gonna leave it at all.
Well, Billy, sounds like he means business.
So do I, partner.
Hey, let's go left front.
Get him, Bill. I'll hold off these others.
What's happening down there?
Why don't you come down and find out, you sneaking lizard? That's just to keep you in.
Mister, I don't like people sneaking up behind me with a gun in my back.
I didn't mean no harm.
No, it didn't look like it. You just come by to play drop the handkerchief, and you got dropped instead.
Take his gun, Jingles. I still want to know what's going on up above. Come on.
What are we going to do with this hombre?
Well, he won't cause any more trouble. Leave him there.
I told you to get off this rock.
Doggone it, I'm getting tired of you shooting at me. Now put that rifle down before I come up there and shove it down your throat.
Hold your fire, Tully. I want to talk to Mr. Hickok.
Hey, Bill, there's one little dude that's got the right idea.
Yeah, and I want to give him the chance to have that talk.
Come in. Oh, Mr. Hickok, I'm mighty glad you came. I've been swindled after all these years of being careful. I've been swindled.
Now, what are you blabbering about?
Take it easy, Mr. Packer. Now, tell me all about it.
That man Jackson, he sold me a worthless piece of property. There's no gold up there.
Gold? Did he tell you there was gold up there?
He led me to believe it.
Who is Jackson?
Well, he's in St. Louis. He put an ad in the paper and I answered it. And those other men did too. Ooh, that scoundrel. And he charged me $500. Oh, my whole life savings.
Bill, I told you I knew there was something wrong out here.
Looks like you were right, partner. Mr. Packer. Would you like to help us catch this swindler?
I'll do anything in the world.
Then let's head back to town. I've got an idea that might work.
Good day, senores. You wish to send a telegram?
My friend does.
All right, Mr. Hickok, can he write?
Can I? Well, of course I can write. I've been writing for years.
All right, Mr. Packer, write this.
Address
a telegram to B.L. Jackson in St. Louis.
Put his address in, too. Makes it easier.
I know his address.
Now, here's the message. Tell him you're just wiring him to thank him for selling you the claim on Mile High Rock. That you just struck a rich vein of free gold.
Gold? A gold strike on Mile High Rock?
Now you just keep out of there.
But gold on Mile High Rock?
No, there's no gold on Mile High Rock, and I want you to keep this a secret, you understand? Tell nobody.
A secret, eh?
Yeah, a secret, and you'd better keep it.
Is that all, Mr. Hickok?
That's all. Come on, Jingles, Mr. Packer. We'll go over to the hotel and wait. And I've got an idea. It won't be long before B.L. Jackson will be stepping off that train here in Eagle's Nest.
Yeah? Stepping off that train and right into a bag of wildcats. Won't he be surprised?
Lots of you kids have been writing in wanting to know what a maverick is. So let's go down to the bunkhouse and have Slim tell us about it. Come on along. Hi, Slim. Say, the kids have been wondering just what a maverick is. How about telling them all about it?
Sure thing, Charlie. A maverick is a stray, unbranded animal. And sometimes it means a stray sort of a wild cowpoke, too.
Well, now there's your answer, Wranglers. Slim sure knows all the answers when it comes to anything connected with cowboys. And he's got the answer to real breakfast enjoyment, too, haven't you, Slim?
You bet your doggone boots, Charlie. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal.
Right, Slim. There's a breakfast that's not only fun listening to, but twice as much fun eating. Always so fresh and crisp that they just have to speak right up with a snap, crackle, pop. Yes, sir, Wranglers, when you want a breakfast that makes every morning a real pleasure, you latch yourself on to Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Then you'll join us in our Rice Krispies marching song like this.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's.
Take Mom aside and ask her nice-like to bring you home a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies next time she's at the store. The whole family will like Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
After having Roland Packer send a wire to Big Lode Jackson saying that he'd found a gold strike on Mile High Rock, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles with Packer went to the Eagle's Nest Hotel to await developments. It was 4 days later when the train from St. Louis arrived at the Eagle's Nest station. Bill, Jingles, and Packer watched it come to a stop, but stayed out of sight.
But Bill, ain't we going out to meet the gent?
We don't know that he's coming yet, Jim.
And I hope he does. Oh, I hope you catch him for what he did to us.
Why, do you know he must have swindled at least 30 of us? They're all over Mile High Rock.
Yeah, Bill, we ought to nab him the minute he gets off the train.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, just there he is. There he is. See that big man with the cigar in his mouth and the black derby?
Bill, I recognize that, Jim.
That's right, Jingles. It's Silver Dan.
Silver Dan. Oh, no, that's Big Lode Jackson.
That's just another alias, Mr. Packer. Silver Dan has got more names than a rustler's got brand.
Yeah, and he's been in and out of jail with every one of them.
Hey, look, look. There's Croup gone to meet him.
Croup? Bill, ain't he one that stuck that gun in our back up on Mile High Rock?
The same one, Jingles. Looks like business is picking up.
Well, let's go get him.
Not so fast. I got a feeling he's going to head for Mile High Rock. We'll catch him there.
He sure is having a big fat argument with Croup. Huh. Oh, I'd like to know what those two Gila monsters are jawing about.
I didn't think you'd fall for that trick, boss.
Croup, if you're holding out on me, it's going to be your last holdout.
I wasn't holding out on you.
No.
I tell you, it was just a trick. I saw him go into the telegraph office, and I went right in after they left and read the telegram. Even tried to stop the clerk from sending.
You're lying to me, Croup. There is gold on Mile High Rock. And Packer, that little rat, he found it. And now you're trying to play me for a fool.
But, boss, there ain't no gold there. It's one of Hickok's tricks.
How did Hickok get mixed up in this?
I don't know, but he is clear up to his gun belt.
I still want to see the gold.
All right, I'll go out to Mile High Rock with you and prove it to you.
All right, let's go.
Well, I can see him, Bill, right up yonder on that ledge.
That's right.
They're right at my claim, Mr. Hickok. Yeah, the one that swindler Jackson sold me.
All right, we'll leave the horses here and surprise your friend, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, doggone it. I wish those varmints would do their devilment on level ground. Yeah. I'm getting a whole handful of climbing up and down this rock like a mountain goat.
I've got a feeling this is going to be our last trip up Mile High Rock, Jingles.
There he is!
Uh-oh. Looks like our friend Telly has discovered Jackson.
Yeah, hurry it up, or we'll get there in time to arrest a dead man.
Oh, Bill, I can't run up this hill.
Then get out of my way.
Go on by.
Look, Big Lode, here comes Hickok. I told you it was a trick.
Stay away from your guns, Jackson. I thought that telegram would bring you running out here looking for gold.
He's come to get us, boys.
Well, he ain't taking me.
Watch him, Bill.
All right, Jackson, I told you to stay away from the gun.
I still got my fist, Hickok. And there ought to be enough to take care of you.
All right, Coop, stay where you are and toss that gun on the ground.
All right, I give up.
Look at Wild Bill.
Yeah, you better look quick. This isn't going to last long.
That's right, partner. All right, Jackson, this is all for you.
Now, make him give me back my money, Mr. Hickok.
It'll be up to the courts to get that back for you, Mr. Packer. But it's up to us to give Jackson and his partner Croup to the court.
That's just what we're going to do.
You got nothing on me.
Bill, look, coming down the hill.
Sounds to me like we've got plenty on you, Jackson. Your swindling racket is over. We've got enough witnesses right here on Mile High Rock to send you to the penitentiary for a long time to come.
Yeah, and if you'd rather have his whole court right here, I'll be the judge. And I'll sentence you to carry me back down that hill. Reckon that'd be enough punishment for anybody.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
We hope you enjoyed our story today, folks, and we'll be with you again on Monday.
Right, Guy, with a story about a dangerous desperado and a dangerous weapon. It's called the Killer Whip.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right, it's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ed Max, Fred Shields, Harry Bartell, and Howard McNear. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok runs up against the Killer Whip. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.